Good evening and good day, or whatever the time frame or time is, wherever you are around the plane. This is Bongversations episode six, and we're going to be discussing the number seven. And I've got Dave J ready to pounce and explain the number seven. How are you, Dave?
Doing well, thank you. Cheers.
Cheers.
Be blessed and all that good stuff.
Etc. Etc. Fantastic.
I was thinking I was going to spring this on you because you probably thought of it this week. I was thinking you probably thought of it already, the idea of the BBC as being seven. The
it B is.
Plus two plus three is seven. And also the idea of the 223 is the idea of the AR rifle. Or the AR-15, the idea of the caliber of the rifle. So it's the idea of the seven, or the spiritual mind, or the Zion. So then the BBC is also, what is that? Then, you know, if you put that right on the table, you probably didn't see that coming. But it's the idea of news, right?
Yeah.
It's the idea of direction. Of course, this has all been said and done before. So then, of course, the BBC is the idea of directions, the 223, the 322, the idea of the skull and bones, the idea of where the skull is, the bones follow.
Interesting. Yeah.
So then with the seven, now before I kind of go to, I like to cover the idea of revelation because that's really the time frame you're in right now. So then you have the idea of the seven churches, the seven spirits, and then even through some of the more occultic side, the golden lampstand, seven, the seven stars, seals, trumpets, bowls, thunders, the heads, the mountains, you know, and then even the seven kings. So then that goes through that. So you know that the seven idea, or what is the even, where is your mind? Because seven, if you look at the word, S-even, so S-E-V-E-N. So you see the word even in there, and you also see that there's the S before it. Now, the S you know is the 19th letter. You also know the 19th as the Metonic cycle, or the idea of when the sun and the so-called moonlight realign each so-called generation. So then the Zion is always presented as the idea of where the mind is, or the skull, and then of course the body or the bones follow. That's where I kind of wanted to make sure that you saw that connection with the BBC, the 223, the 322 idea.
Yeah, see, I hadn't put that one together actually. Not the three, the reverse, having the skull and bones. Incredibly suspicious organization of that one. It's also the seventh day where God rested. So,
I kind of want to bring that in because it's like, it's really this, there's 6 days of doing something and then there's one day of rest. So the seventh day is really the first day of rest. So I kind of look at the seven as being more of instances where I talked about earlier, where it's actually seven instances. So to me, sometimes people confuse that interchange, which is the swan event. The white swan or the seven and eight, which is the black swan. So it's really it's kind of keeping things precise more so. So then the seven, also you notice that the Eve is in there right in the middle, E-V-E.
Yes.
Yep. And then you also notice that the V is sitting right smack dab, which is the 22, which is, remember we talked about when we were back talking about the Dalet or the Mayan Lets, the four. On the 2D surface, it would be the square. All right.
Yep.
So then where on the square does one's compass lead them? Their Metonic cycle, their 19.
The compass is the same shape as the V, isn't it?
Right.
When it's in use. Yeah.
Absolutely. Sorry. So go for it. So I just wanted to that's a good start, just to kind of let you know where that is as far as the seven and the idea then of what's even within the word. Because even if you look also, if you want to separate the word, the S-E at the beginning, so C, S-E, S-E-C, like the idea of guess. Yes. And then the last part, EN, the idea of the abbreviation of English. See English, because I tell you the English is the original first language. See English. Yes, English. See. Seven. Even. The idea of also, this is interesting as well, is the idea of see brought back to the etymology would be without. Glish. All right.
Glish.
So then, yeah, without language because remember if you go back to the story of the serpent in the book of Adam and Eve we talked about last week, is that the serpent was made, the voice was taken away. So then that's the idea. Yeah. See within seven, because remember the seven is the interchange between the idea of the mind of the fallen or the truth of the matter. It is the Zion. It is what animates your body into reflex. You know, so it's either a truth or a fiction. So then
that's right. Well,
yeah,
it's as you'll think the seven code has been one of your top things you're constantly reiterating. The seven code. It's interesting that in Swahili. There's a proverb that says a lie has seven endings. That's an old Swahili proverb from God knows what, how long ago. But the interesting that the lie, that they use the seven to tell a lie on a regular basis.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, then when you look at the idea, let's just say seven. All right. So then you're just seven reflected. If you put those together, you'll see you make a triangle, right? Or you make an oblong cube if you do it the other way, like a door frame. And L7. Also, if you look, yeah. So then if you look at then the idea of, the seventh planet, you know what the seventh planet is? If it's up Uranus, you'd know. Right?
Uranus.
No.
Whatever.
I got in trouble when I, because they kept saying in school they would say Uranus and I said it's Uranus
it is,
and then,
it
yeah,
is.
That got me sent to the into the naughty corner.
I bet you got sent into there a few times. Yeah. I'm just gonna guess. Yeah. I'm hazarding a guess here. Yeah.
Well, it just came out. I said it's Uranus. I said yeah. So if you look at the idea of your Uranus, you ran us. So you, RANUS, you ran us. The idea. Now, who then, if someone says you ran us, and then that's the idea of the so-called seventh planet or the seventh light, then what then in simple gematria, that equals 94 or the idea of the idol nine standing before the door. What does 94 equal? 9 plus 4 equals 13, which is the crown or the corona, someone's mind. Remember what it said is Revelation 3:1:1 is let no man steal your crown or your idea. Now to go back to 94, Uranus. So what then also equals 94? Because this is important, the idea of what English words then equal the same. The third eye equals the same. The idea of Tammuz equals the same. And you'll remember Tammuz goes back to Ezekiel 8, verse 14, which would, of course, is your double seven, where it says, then he brought me to the door of the gate of the Lord's house, which was towards the north. Now, do you see within that first sentence, you have door, gate, and the house. Towards the north, and behold, there sat women weeping for Tammuz. So Tammuz is an idea. Yeah.
So we've got all of these ancient Babylonian whatever names. Tammuz is with the Kabbalah, where you remove the vowels. Right. The TMZ, one of the big bullshit artist media organizations, is straight out Tammuz, guaranteed. That's what it's telling you. Like Balak and Balaam are still in the news all the time. But Tammuz in your face.
And within the King George, George Washington character, within the George Washington so-called autobiography, It talks that he liked, or his code name was Tammuz.
Really?
So, yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
And also the same 94 equals resonance. The idea of resonating with something. It also equals judgment. It also equals, this is very important for those that are so-called chem or plane line enthusiasts. Skynet.
Yes.
Skynet.
Yes.
It equals 94. Skynet. Yeah, it's 94, the same as Uranus.
Yeah, people need to understand that the power of the numbers. This is ancient stuff. The Kabbalah and all the stuff that they understood. There was a power, and if you're using the same amount of numbers in a word, it could have the same power, and it can mean the same thing in some ways. It's incredible.
Well, I heard Linda talking about this earlier on the show. The character of Snowden, and being snowed in, or the idea of an idea being locked in by outward forces that are out of your control. Snowed in also equals 94. So then Buck Moon. So then even into the idea of so-called nature, you have the idea of Buck Moon, which is the celebration of the full moon when the so-called bucks get their horns. So it's the idea.
Yes, and that was recently, I do believe, we had a buck moon.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So that's the idea. And meaning. It's also, guess what? It also ties in with the old lady Trump character. It ties in 94 also equals white hat.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
There you go.
So that ties in all the Q nonsense, all that stuff, blah, 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 blah. Also with Uranus, you'll find this very interesting, is that it claims, and now this is the part of the lore, that every 42 years, its pole will shift from light to dark, or the black to the white, white to black, white to black, 42 years, 42.
Now, there's a number for you that keeps getting rehashed all the time.
Well, you know, 42 is the same as math, M-A-T-H, like math. Mm. It's the same as self, S-E-L-F, the idea of what you see in the mirror. This is interesting because you personally used this word very recently. It's the same as bus, B-U-S. That idea of a bus, if you decide that bus doesn't exist, how can you then catch it?
That's right. Yep. It was also something you mentioned last week or the week before.
Mm. 42 also equals war, W-A-R. You'd find that interesting. Mm. It also equals, now this is right now, this would be relevant. It equals Hamas equals 42. All right.
There you go.
Yeah, and guess what? Yeah. Another big one that ties right into the Trump character again. And this will make Rollo very happy. And it'll probably YMCA equals 42. He's always singing the YMCA song.
There you go. Yeah. Fantastic. Interesting. Yeah. Very interesting. Yeah. The heptad is the seventh, isn't it? The heptad. And it's incredible. A piano of 88 keys displays 7 1/3 chromatic scales within the approximately 10 octaves of human hearing. So it's the seven is kind of the vibration that you're actually getting to hear these things in different
terms. If you take 88, like you just mentioned, 88, 8 plus 8 is 16, 1 plus 6 is 7.
7, bang, boom, there you go.
It's quite interesting. Because I wanted to tell you about the idea of potential. Then what is it? Well, okay. Well, to go back to Uranus is also that subject. Yep. It deals with the color, or brings in the color of cyan, S or C Y A N, which is if you want to say in nanometers, it would be around 500. Somewhere in that range. What's interesting about 500 is you talked about also the other day about balance. and the number 50, I want to say. I thought you brought, or Apple. You brought up Apple.
Apple. Yeah. I'm always bringing up Apple. It's just one of those symbols, the toroidal sphere of the shape of the apple.
Absolutely. And then, then you notice you go to Eve. So go ahead and tell me about that.
Well, Eve's in between seven as well, as you just mentioned before. So she was, the serpent gave her the apple and said, "You will know all of knowledge."
That's the idea of story, but it's like beyond that though. Apple equals 50 in simple Gematria, 50. The idea of 5 + 5 = 10, or the idea of balance. So it also equals owl, OWL. The idea of owl. Yeah. So then that's why when you cut an apple in half, it looks like an owl's face.
Interesting. Interesting. Yeah. And the owl is, I've got to say this, it is everywhere. Well, you may not notice it, but it's what they're looking at you everywhere. And if you're even the word Toyota has an owl's face staring at you in the back of cars as they're driving along with the O and the Y and the O. That's an owl face. That's no coincidence. No coincidence. So it's a,
I was going to say there's some occult idea about the owl, which goes into the book of Job. Because Job, you say Job, but it's Job. Job is the idea of what is the man's job in this realm. It's the idea that you're gonna come into conflict with the so-called devil, with the idea of evil, and it's gonna put then pressure on you or test upon you, and then by that experience, you come through it on the other side as a free man in Christ, so then the devil no longer has power over you. You have overcome death. So then how does that manifest in what I was just talking about? Well, Job 30 verse 29, if you notice that's 30 and the 29 is always the 9-11, 9 + 2 = 11, but those together add 14, or the idea of senses, 5. This is what it says. It says, "I am a brother to dragons." Now, dragons are liars, all right? "And a companion to owls."
Well.
All right? So it's talking about that's who you're going to be stuck with, because it's also the idea is if you talk about going into a city to look for a godly man. Let me just find 50. Let me just find 40. Let me just find 30. You keep looking, but they're just going to be less and less because they're dragons or they're owls.
Yeah,
you know. So, yeah, quite interesting. So, how you doing? Anything interesting?
Oh, everything interests me. And obviously G7.
G7. Because you know the Phoenician, the third Phoenician letter looks like the seven in so-called. So that's why the three represents the G, represents the seven. And you're not only your Phoenician, but your Masonic art. The G is a representation of the three, which is the triangle, and also the seven, which is the two ball cane stick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Which again, that's your Facebook logo, folks. Right. That is your Facebook logo, is the Tubal cane, the Tubal stick. Yeah, fantastic. I just find did you say it's not the number of God, or it is the number of God? Because
that's lowbrow nonsense.
Lowbrow, okay.
Yeah, oh, it's all lowbrow nonsense because it's all part of the thought. We're at seven now. We're working from, we stopped time when we started at one. We stopped time. Yeah. And now we're standing straight up. 1, 2, 3. We're stacking them straight on top of each other. We're not moving forward. Now we're up to seven. So now we're looking at what then does seven represent? It's inside of the six. It's inside of the present that was given to us last week. Remember we talked about the six or the point of entry? Now this is the seven. Now what is the seven? What is that? That fills that box. It's either going to be one or the other. So what we're deciding now is what is the intent of this seven, this Uranus. So what is the intent of this? What is running us? So that's now the question of seven. What intent is this? Is it the truth of Christ or is it the Antichrist? That's it.
That's your question.
Yeah. So okay. Then if you look at the point of entry or what is the potential of each man or woman, that is your point of entry or your potential. So then that's also your idea of your present. So let's say, remember we talked about the six as being present or time. So now let's talk about the idea of seven, because you have seven, two sevens is 14, three sevens is 21, four sevens is 28. That idea that is able to build a structure that will hold the tent open or the details that will allow for the eight to build. You know, the more sevens you consume, the more detail will be allowed to be built, because you're allowing more structure to be built. It's almost like having if you remember Barrel Full of Monkeys, where you keep slinging the sevens together, and and if you keep buying these stories, if you keep allowed yourself to get blackjacked on the head, you're going to keep getting, you know, the triple seven, or you're going to keep thinking you're winning by going into it. So if you think about just power itself, you have current. Now I'm just going to speak about how you're going to decide a value. So you have current, which is indicated by I, the letter I, or it's measured in amps. So just say current time I am is equal to voltage V. Do you notice in volts that there's as an anagram, if you move the V to the side, there's lost and there's lots. So you can have lost, you can be lost, or you can have lots. It can be a blessing or a curse. All right?
I just noticed the other day, can you believe this? I had never noticed that if you switch the word on upside down, it is no. Right. I didn't even notice that before. I don't know why. I'm just sort of just had to bring that up. But words you just have to shuffle things around. You've got to be able to do word puzzles with this kind of knowledge. You can't just look at a word and see it as that spelling. You've got to break it up, move things around. It's like doing truth is like a Rubik's Cube.
What's the shape of a Rubik's Cube? But the six sides and eight corners, the present. So, it all works out. And then each side has what, nine squares.
Yep.
So if you look at then potential, so current I am is equal to voltage divided by resistance, or R equals in ohms. Ohm. Do you notice when people do the ohm idea, they're making white noise. They're making noise in their head, thus canceling out the voice of God, because they're, I do believe so.
Yeah. I do believe so. I do believe I saw that the other day. If you want to clear your head of negative thoughts, you go, but it, not only is it clear your head of negative thoughts, it clears your head completely.
No, what it does is it destroys it, because you're causing resistance. You're saying ohm when you should be silent.
Right.
Because you're causing resistance. At what point do these people think they know anything? They're not going to teach themselves anything. So they need to learn to be quiet, but they don't even want to do that, because they still have resistance, because current is equal to voltage divided by resistance. That's
fantastic.
A fact.
Yep.
All right.
That's a fact.
So current I am is equal to voltage divided, divinated by resistance. Resistance is self-taught, and it's self-taught.
You would have heard me babbling away. I've done God knows how many shows lately, but I keep bringing up AM radio, and it's AM. Yeah. It's quite obviously AM, you know, but I didn't pick that up before. I know it's something amplitude modulation, what it supposedly stands for, but it is AM on your radio. That was one of the first most powerful medium that we had, was AM radio, up till, you know, 1978. Then it went to FM. But there's a there with the AM, I am. Sorry to interrupt, but one of those things.
Did you know what else equals 42, by the way? Dave J equals 42.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
I thought you'd enjoy that.
Did you put that into your little calculator?
Yeah, I've known that for a while.
Can you do this with your? Do you need to use a artificial way of doing it, or can you do it in your head?
Well, it depends. You can, if you want to do it, you can do it in your head because A equals one, B equals two, C equals three.
I can do all that, no problem. But I can't do this complex gematria thing. I do not even look into it because I've got enough problems as it is, Dave, just existing on this in this realm, looking at all the symbols. Everywhere I look, I'm reading symbols now. I can't not see them anymore. Yeah. Even at the gym the other day.
Yeah, you get no extra points for just bringing something out of your head. I have so many notes written down that I've written down how many, like a lot of these numbers are going to be used how many different times. So I've already written lists and lists of different words that they mean. So I know it's like, because you get 0 points for pulling stuff out of your head, because guess what? You should, if you have the ability to check your notes, because when you speak, you need to be accurate.
One of my problems though, Dave, I take a lot of notes, but I lose them and people must be picking them up and going, what the hell does this mean? Because I will just start writing notes down.
I should post some of these notes I write for before our shows.
Yeah, because, why not?
Yeah, because what I do is I just put the number in the center of a page, and I just write all the way around it, all different connections.
It's a really good thing to do, and having a notebook should be a compulsory part of a awake person's physical being, not just a phone to put it in, but write things down. And when you write them backwards, up or down, you will learn things for sure. I actually have a notebook.
I wanted to cover before I forget to do this, and before we move on to a movie idea, because we're getting kind of long in the tooth on the number. I think pretty much I could go on and on and about.
Oh yeah.
Most people see what this is, but if you take the idea of the VIR idea, the current is equal to voltage divided by resistance. If you put that into, let's say, the pyramid kind of setup with the V on top and the I and the R on the bottom, left and right, accordingly, you just notice that if you take that top pyramid or that top triangle, because it's in a 2D form, and you turn that A around, or you turn that V around, it becomes an A and it becomes air. So you see that the idea of voltage in a wire or through the idea of the idea of ether through the wire is the same as through the actual air's voice as far as sine wave or sound wave. So and that's really just turning that V upside down. So then you go from the idea of electricity measurement into the idea of just air itself, which is the medium of ether or sustenance, which allows this wet cell electromagnetic envelopment to happen, this eye of God idea. So then, so the idea of psion, if you went back and you looked at the idea of the so-called Uranus character, now that's going to be the idea of sky. And then if you had Rhea, so the idea of rays would be the so-called the daughter of the... You remember Gaia, that character that he used to be on one of these shows. But anyways, the Titan daughter of Earth goddess Gaia is the idea of Uranus is also himself the son of Gaia. So it's all this idea of becoming out of itself idea, which is leads back to, and remember what I told you before, the idea of Satan, or the idea of just it all becoming one, or it's all birthing out of the same idea. So that is the idea of splitting the above and below, separating them into two ideas when it's all just one of the same idea, right? So it's really one of those confusions. So that I wanted to get that out of the way before we went too far. And I'm not even going to really go into the idea of
You can almost do seven shows just on Seven, though. I'm just flicking through this, some of my notes and books and stuff here, and it is just incredible how important Seven is to the structure of music and chords and, you know, prisms and light and the rainbows. It's just absolutely incredible. I mean, it is a really complex number.
Well, it's the whole idea of running and the idea of, like I was telling you before, the
seventh planet.
That idea. So then if you look at that as being the same as judgment or resonance or the idea of the third eye, all those then lead you into that idea of a god of the air. And that god of this air, and I told you that it showed up when I did the current voltage and resistance layout. You can flip that V, you can see air in there. So the god of that air, like saw as lightning, is fantastic. That of Satan. So it's the same. Yeah. It all works back to the same thing.
Yeah, you know, very, very interesting that VIR. Switching over to air.
So it all works back to the same thing. So I was just thinking, we've kind of covered all that. I wanted to cover going into a couple of different movies, and then
go for the
Christmas Carol.
Yes. Well, this is Charles Dickens from 200 years ago, whatever.
This would be so this would be a written piece, and of course it was made into a movie with
a lot of movies. Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. And so the one I really liked would have been I'll have to, it might pop into my head the version I like, but within the character of Scrooge, I take a different view at that movie. Is Ebenezer Scrooge is actually the good guy. Now,
There you go.
Yeah, he's actually the good guy. Now, the reason that I say that is because if you watch the movie, throughout the movie, first he's going to be, after 7 years, he's visited by his ex-partners, by Marley's ghost, in chains. And these chains are representative of, you know, his lack of, you know, charity, let's say, in this life. Even though, if you recall, when the first two men walk into the office, when they're first asking Scrooge about that year's charity, they were implying that Marley was not stingy, and so they kind of were gaming Scrooge. If you pay attention, you know. So it's kind of, if you actually pay attention to the storyline, they were actually gaming him, or trying to claim that Jacob Marley was a charitable guy, when of course he wasn't. Otherwise he wouldn't have had those chains, right? And money boxes on him, and a lifetime of greed and selfishness. So you can see then that even after the fact, that the Scrooge character knows he's being played. So he's like, just beat it, you know? And in fact, he gives the, remember that line when he goes, are there no prisons? And the guy goes, many, sir. And then the Scrooge goes, and the workhouse, is it still operational? And the guy goes, it is. I wish I could say it's not. And then Scrooge is like, he goes, the poor law, because I like the poor law, is it still in full vigor then? And the guy says, yes, sir. And he goes, oh, wow. Oof. I'm glad to hear it. From what you said, I was afraid someone had stopped its operation. See, so what if you listen to what Scrooge is saying, he's actually saying that you put all these different systems into place, and that due to mismanagement, they were somehow no longer working. Right.
Yeah.
So then they tried to pull out, and this is right after that scene. Those guys tried to pull out and guess what word they use? They use Christian cheer of mind and body when they're trying to bilk him out of money, which is not going to go to an end result. So you can see that word Christian has for a long time been used as an idea or a cover for greed.
Interesting.
Right? Yeah. So those are little behind the scene things if you pay attention to the interaction of the character. But well,
can I tell you something?
Go ahead.
So I just interrupt. This is a strange thing that you should say this, you know. But back in the when he wrote that book, the era when that book was written, the word that we use now for the sexual release, we call it coming or all these things like that. Back in those days, it was spending. You were spending. That was an old. That was the word you would say. You know, if you said someone was spent, it was after they've had sex. But spending was what that was back then. So spending has been changed. It's another one of those words that it's kind of ties in slightly with what you're talking about. But it was the meaning's now completely different. But back then, that's what it meant.
Right.
That's what you said. If you were spending, I'm going out to spend something. They'd start laughing at you. Because you were kind of saying something that's quite to them was meaning something completely different. Anyway, so carry on.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It was just an interesting thing that popped into my head.
Well, So if you remember then that the Bob Cratchit is the dude who works for Scrooge, and he's asking for the day off, and Scrooge is like, yeah, I'll just be here all the more early the next day. He's like, you know, bounce. And he had a little kid, a little underfoot all the time named Tiny Tim, who was the seventh
child.
Tiny Tim, the idea of TT, 2-2 or 4, or the idea of door, or the idea of what was the problem with Tiny Tim. He was a concern because he was not fully whole, and he was also carrying around what, the crooked stick or the crutch, which is of course the seven.
The All seven, right. Yeah.
Now, just remember then, yeah. So then, yeah, and so anyways, moving forward, you had the 7 years from Marley, and then the seventh child is the Tiny Tim character. And then why is Scrooge the better guy? Because he's a better guy at the beginning, but he, like Winston in 1984, falls back into the system. Because if you know at the end, he then winds up falling into the system of consumerism and starts giving out packages. do you see? So he starts giving out presents, gift. Do you see? So it's, see. So he at the beginning he was like that ties in
with our last episode. Yeah, last episode.
Yeah. So you see how then he went from while he was portrayed as a bad guy, he wasn't a bad guy. So that's the idea of Jacob. Yeah, the idea of Jacob Marley, the one who was in chains with all the heavy, and he was a prelude to the three spirits that would follow of Christmas. The idea of past
Christmas, present, past,
and future.
Yeah,
and then so with the Marley character, with the idea of Jacob as being his first name, that goes back to the promise to Jacob. To be, you know, like the sand of the shore, blah blah blah, and be prosperous. However, if they give up through bad behavior that blessing, then they wind up in chains because they stopped being who they were supposed to be.
So
they, yeah. So you notice how Jacob is then used in that. Yeah. Yep. So then, so that's kind of the Christmas Carol. To me, it's a story much like It's a Wonderful Life, which is seen backwards. The character is presented as the good guy, but he's actually not.
Those are two of the most popular movies in a Christmas Day TV back in the day. Oh, maybe they've stopped that now, but It's a Wonderful Life and A Christmas Carol are almost, you know, continuously repeated for ad nauseum on.
A Christmas Story. You remember that one, the one that Bob Clark directed? The one with the Red Ryder BB gun.
Yes. And you can take your eye out with that.
That was a 1983. That was an 83 release. That's on all the time. Yeah.
Yep.
That's a good one. That's one of those that has. There's not too many films that are that I would consider great Napoleon Dynamite is one of them. But if
you like, it is. Do you like Napoleon Dynamite? Did you say that?
Oh, absolutely. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, a very interesting film.
Yeah. It's great. So, but yeah, so there's very few that I'd put in that category, because most have several scenes that could be really cut out and tossed, and I wouldn't miss them. In fact, most scenes I'll skip if there's no dialogue.
Well, you know, that all filler, mainly filler. Yeah. They're just filler to keep the initial story of what they want to get you, the present, the thing in the box that they're giving you. They have to fill it with a whole lot of straw and bits and pieces so as not to damage the original message. If it's a, you know, literally a present with a bit of gold in it or something that is fragile. Right. So yeah, most of your movies are, you could summarize, as you just do, you just did it then, you did summarize the takeaway and the whole message all within 5 minutes. It's not two and a half hours.
Because otherwise you would have to then just go through, with example of the Christmas Carol, with example, I would have to go then through the each spirit, and you kind of get what's already going to happen.
He's going to be made
to feel like an ass for his resistance. Remember when I said current I amps is equal to voltage divided by resistance? Ohms. Yeah. Well, guess what's in ohms? An anagram is schmo, which is Yiddish for jerk.
It is. Yep. Schmo.
Yeah.
Yep.
So it's Yiddish for jerk. So then you wind up being the schmo. The schmuck. Right?
I'm just going to tell you now, I'm just in my backyard and there's a rainbow going over the moon in my backyard right now. Interesting. Interesting. Bit of, how many colors in the rainbow?
Seven.
Yep. Interesting. Coincidence? I don't think so. There's the moon and the rainbow going over.
The current time, the idea of I am, the I is equal, or current is measured in amps, or I am, I amps. Well, there's seven I am statements in the Gospel of John, if you just take that, because that's what I used. I told you, when I ask people to read certain chapters, I say the other three and then John say for last, because John is written on a different level. It's more of a spiritual level, but so then there's seven I am statements. I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. I am the door of the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the true vine. So those are statements of seven, representing seven, or a mind that is even, saying that this is senses. This is a offering of senses. Five, take this, test it. If you place it into the balance and you find it to be true, then you are whole. You are one, right? Because 5 + 5 = 10, i.e. one, right? So you see how then that works out?
Yep.
Yeah, man.
Very interesting. Yeah, man. All right. Yeah. And then what was the other movie that you were, milling and going in your windmills, in the windmills of your mind?
Oh, yeah.
What movie else with the seven?
It was Manchurian Candidate.
Fantastic. The original version by Frank Sinatra, with Frank Sinatra, and who owned the rights to it.
Frankenheimer, Axelrod.
That's him, John Frankenheimer. What a interesting character. What an interesting character. Let's talk about that then.
Well, they have Angela Lansbury in there as well, which is the idea. Yes. And she was always a creep, I always thought.
Yeah.
So the idea then, if you go back to the 62 movie, is that they're brainwashed. The idea of Shaw is brainwashed, and then he is brought back over to perform a task, which is the idea of assassination, all right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now then, if you recall, the first one ends quite dramatically. The second one ends in a saving scene. the one that was redone in 2004 with Denzel Washington.
Yeah, that,
they changed the ending to where it becomes like a, you know, the guy, the Leave character. What is his name? It's kind of a Jewish name. Leave Schreiber.
Leave Schreiber.
So then they kind of pull away, and then the character is taken out without the main goal being met. So it's kind of they changed it a little bit, but the idea is so then how were these characters manipulated but through the mind? And then the mind of them what was the scion? Well, it's like as you're watching the film, what was being used as to break the spell was nothing more than remembrances, like slivers. Now, if you take the seven, the idea of the seven, if you draw a seven and you hold it against the wall, it looks like the corner of a box or a cube sticking out. That's a sliver. Now, that's the idea of the sliver. So then what is that sliver that keeps letting that light through? And that's what those remembrances are. And then that's what then causes it gets played out a bit more in the remake, because the character's built a little bit more. So then there's a little bit more use of the idea of flashback or kind of the person remembering who they are.
Do you think the movie it was 62, was it originally? Or did it get released in 63? I think it was shot in 62.
The novel was 59, and then it was released in October of 62.
That's right, and then it was preempting the JFK story. You know, there's some brainwashed shooting.
You mean old Pumpkinhead?
Pumpkinhead.
This is JFK. You might remember me from such places as Daily Plaza. And was called Pumpkinhead.
Pumpkinhead. Yeah,
that's my JFK voice.
The exploding Pumpkinhead on the ZAP, as the name. There's a whole thing in that name.
Well, here's what's interesting about that, Rick, is when you get to the point of handing the truth to someone, hey, look at this. That's a dummy. Boom. You see it. Great. Walk away. Guess what happens? The character, the person you're talking to, doesn't want to leave the actual stage yet. They don't want to leave. So what then they'll do is then they'll say, well, that's a hoax. Well, yes, that's a hoax. That's made up. Of course it is. But that's what's being presented by the system as the truth. So then, of course, it's all BS. But if you're going to then test the system, you have to then take what they're presenting to you as their proof of truth. And if you can look at that and say, no, that's BS, that's a pumpkin head, then they, by their own evidence, have been found to be liars. It's something to me that it's called an unstable mind. You've heard me before tell you, it's what is called a spiritual homosexual. It is someone who knows the truth, and yet they'll find any reason possible to go back into filth.
Yeah.
To go back into the hole.
James Fitz has spent 60 years so far on that story.
Oh, I gave it to him too when I was on that show. That was out of the gate I got him on that. And I kind of built him up a little bit. First I said, didn't you spend time looking into the JFK thing? He said, oh yeah, I did this, that, and the
61 years. 61 years.
Why did it take you? I said it shouldn't have taken you no more than 5 minutes to. I did something that's something like that. I said it shouldn't have taken you more than 5 minutes to figure that out.
Get rid of him.
When I first saw that. I want to say, before I say that, I'm going to look something up. Do you remember the show with Leonard Nimoy, In Search of?
Of course. Well, I've watched them all. Every one of them.
Oh, okay. Yes. So I was wondering if that was on In Search Of?
The Kennedy, the Zapruder film? I would say
look
so.
That up real quick.
In Search Of The, see. Yeah. Well, they had to keep reiterating that story all the time, Dave. It was a non-stop story. It was a story that you had to keep knowing about.
Yeah, so when I saw it, because I saw what annoyed me most about In Search Of was, and I can tell you exactly the ones I did see on. I saw
Crystal Skull.
That was that dumb thing. I saw Oak Island. I saw Crystal Skull. I saw the Sun and Moon Pyramids in Mexico, which are a hoax. I actually used the beginning of that in my hoax video, the Leonard Nimoy opening for that one. I cut that, and I also used it for the female dude pilot that went
Amelia
Earhart.
On that name too, Air and Heart. You got the double air. You got two ears in the surname.
Right.
Air Heart. We talked about Heart last week with the ear in between it. Coincidence? I don't think so. It just flows back into the weird conversation, a matrix that happens when you start talking about these things. The double ear, air heart.
Amelia. It's the same character as Lindbergh, by the way. It's like, I do this character as that character. But Lindbergh played Amelia Earhart. Same freaking dude. You can see it. I did a face layover. It's like they just played the same character. Well, because you need a woman to be a pilot, and Charles looks like a chick or is a chick. Just have Charles play. Because remember, Charles Lindbergh was also involved with the Lindbergh baby hoax.
Yeah, another huge psychological operation.
Yeah, that was a hoax. So that character, is a known entity. So it was used then for the Amelia Earhart hoax.
There you go.
And if you watch the video I did on the Amelia Earhart hoax, you'll see that there's a lot of verbal wordplay and code used in the interview. Such as tomato soup, ha 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 ha, and some other nasty little things, which I'll just let you wait till you watch the video for that. So, you want to talk about some? That's enough about all that. You want to talk?
It's fantastic. Look, we've baffled enough minds already. Well, not baffled, but given them some very interesting things to tie into and do some research in. I was flicking through this book, and I thought, there's no way we'll be here for days discussing the number seven, and it's incredible and nature. It's one of those nature things, but mainly to do with sound and light. But why? Oh, just quickly then. Why do you think they use seven for the code as a code? Why do they use seven code? What, you know, when you're seeing a story seven children getting eaten by
I'm glad you mentioned this.
Yeah.
Because remember, seven is the even, seven is the balance. So S E V E N. So now they're putting something on your balance for you to
tip over.
To ruminate over, to waste time on. So then the seven code is going to be, it's always 1 through 9. All right. That's a fact. But because if you look at the top part of a one, it looks like a little seven. But anyways.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Yeah. So then if you go to the idea of seven, that's just where the news is always going to break in for you. There's going to be a 777 in the first three paragraphs. All right. It's going to be sometimes directly as 77, sometimes it will be 43, 34, but there's going to be sevens. The reason that there's going to be sevens is because that's a breaking, or it's a blackjack code. Remember, blackjack is 21.
Yep.
Seven. Also, a blackjack is the idea of bonking somebody on the head. All right.
A kosh and a blackjack, for sure.
So then if you knock somebody on the head with this blackjack or false idea, then their bell is rung, B-E-L, and then they thus then spend time worshiping Bel, even though it hurts. All right. So
I think we spotted a couple of 77s in the 9/11 ritual.
Well, of course, you're one of the planes, right?
Yep.
You know, it's always going to be there. It's always going to be there, because even if you look at the 9/11, if you remember, if you took a look at the top portion of those ones, because it goes into the 47th problem of Iliad. But if you take a look at the top of those ones, it looks like two little sevens. So they're always there. They're always right there. So that, because the seven is the mind, the idea of, because remember, three is G is seven. So 3, 6, 9, the idea of the six is what houses or presents to you the seven. So last week we talked about the present given to you. This week was the seven, or the even, the balance given to you. So you say, why do they give you the seven in all these stories? Because they're offering that to you. That's the bone. That's the crooked stick. Now, are you going to pick it up or not? If you pick it up, you're going to have to place it onto your balance. And then you go into what? The eights, ATEs, the eights. The details. All right. The eight, ATE. Now, if you say eight, the number eight, if you say it out loud and think about it, you just also said that you were eating something. You ate it.
Yes.
So,
what coincidence?
Yeah. So then that's the idea. That's the outer side of the cube or the present. Eight, six sides and eight corners. So now the seven, as you turn it, 7, 14, 21, 28, 35, 42, 49, 56, 60, 63 idea. Though those prongs or tentacles will go ahead. Remember, I did a drawing, Your Mind on Satan, where I connected a bunch of straight lines and it looked like it made a tent.
Yeah,
that's what this is. That's just the difference. So you're building this wonderful thing. If you remember the Wayne Carver. This wonderful thing is the inside of this envelopment, this envelope that you've made, which is going to house as much details as your mind seven allows. So you're going to keep putting these sevens together if you choose to believe the story. So let's say it's the space hoax. No matter what story comes out, it's all going to be details after the initial seven story. It's going to turn, you're going to see it switches to eights. Just within the story, you're going to see eights being displayed.
This is kind of a mathematical algorithm, obviously, that they're using on this whole thing to brainwash people and baffle people.
This is even beyond dudes in suits sitting at chairs doing this. This is the system of the fallen so-called angel. Yeah. The idea, if you look at the Book of Enoch, the only way that the giants are left is in spirit. And those spirits were left, and well, they're left because they cannot be destroyed until the very end with all other spirit, where you either dissipate or you return to Christ.
I'll just add in here the angle and angel, and angel. Seven is an angle and angel, same thing here.
And then, so the more angles or the more angels you have, the more ideas are then being fed to you, because then the fallen angels or the ideas are then given to mankind. And if you read the Book of Enoch, it's telling you about everything. Music.
Yeah, I love it. Love that book.
All of these different functions are given to you. And here's the thing. While they may all be used for evil, you can use them, because if you are as wise as the serpent and as innocent as a dove, your intent is then to show the truth of the matter or the nature. And thus, that's why I tend to show these things and tell people that if you want to know this, this is what they use. They use gematria. They use this. They use wicca. But then, you know, I'm not going to go tell you how to go do that. If you want to do that, you can go figure it out yourself. What I'm telling you, though, is that for a fact, I see them doing it. And if and I'd be lying to you if I didn't stop and tell you that these people are presenting you this news, this currency that is in fact false. It's a lie. It is a resonance of evil, because remember, evil is live backwards.
Yeah.
All right. Yep, so then you're either living or you're evil. You're either living or you're dead. So
they both have seven, and evil both have the even.
Yeah. Well, yeah, the idea of the idea of Eve, yeah, or the
and
idea
level,
of
and level.
The idea of darkness coming, though.
Yeah.
The idea, so then you then, what is your, if darkness is coming, what then is your light of salvation? That is the question. To be or not to be, that is the question. To or not to. This door or that door, that is the question.
Choose your, pick your box, make your mind up. Make your mind up. All right, that's that. Look, that was awesome.
Go ahead, please.
Oh, no, I think, the coincidences with all these, the eaves and the bits and pieces, but if we'll move on from there to the last chunk of the show, we can discuss something. Yeah. Have you got something in your head that you'd like to discuss to do
with? I do. I picked up some maple leaf indica cannabis today at the local shop.
Why do they call it maple leaf? Is it shaped like one or is it just taste like one? Or is it Canadian strain?
Because it kind of does look like it. Because if you're dealing with a fat indica leaf, the indica leaves are very fat fingered. So then, therefore, it's going to, especially if it doesn't have a lot of different finger tips, it's going to resemble a maple leaf. So it's not going to it won't look like a Mexican sativa where it's real skinny and has 7-9 different fingertips. It's going to look a little bit different, or it's going to look fatter, more like a maple leaf. Even some of them look like oak leaves, if you've ever seen an oak leaf.
Yeah, well, a very important leaf, too, the oak leaf. The mighty oak tree.
Yeah, the area I grew up in Los Angeles County is called Agoura Hills. And at the time I grew up, when I was a kid, this would have been in this early to middle 70s. Oak trees as far as the eye can see. And this is important because this is where Rolo would find it interesting, is that there was a neighborhood just up from mine where I was riding bikes, and they wound up filming a film he likes there called Poltergeist.
Wow. Yep. Steven Spielman, yeah. The Spellman, Spielberg.
So then in that, if you watch the movie down from the house, because it's in a construction zone, down from that, because it was actually, they were putting in, I used to drive there or ride my bike when it was just a field. But so anyways, they're building houses there. In the movie, you'll see it's construction zone. But if you look down the street in the movie, you're going to see a big oak tree, and you're going to see that the street is, they put the street around it, supposedly, quote unquote, to protect it. But guess what? If you go and you look at Google Maps now, that oak tree's gone. Put a different tree. All those oak trees, I remember, they're all wiped out. Oak trees are very important for the root system that goes into the ground, because the idea of the resonance, if you go back to the idea of 94, which also resonance equals 94, the resonance that you get from different life forms, trees, different plants, even liquids.
Oh my God, it's so important, and that's why reason that those trees were there for a reason. They didn't just grow there; they were there to help that land, and to help the water, hold the ground together.
What was nice was that at least I experienced when they were there, and that was great. Yeah. So that's why I would suspect that's why they called it maple leaf, is just the resemblance, especially if you're dealing, because this is an indica bud, and a lot of your indica is going to be lower to the ground and big fat leaves. So this one is crossed what they call skunk one with blue back or blue black. Now, what skunk one is interesting because it's going to be like a 60-30 or a, I'm sorry, a 65-35 type indica. And it's also, it's called skunk for, it's almost like a, if you smell it, you're like, man, that's bud's been around for a while. You're like, that's like the stuff you used to smell back in the old days, so it's a strain that's been around for quite some time. Now it's been crossed with blue black. Now blue black blueberry, which is one of my favorites, and blueberry is really, it's a good bud to bring to someone's get together party. It's purple tie crossed with Afghani, and the reason that it's nice is that with the idea of is that it's everybody gets along with that thing. With the blueberry, it smells good because yes. Somebody can be really pungent when it's burning. Blueberry yes. smells good. And then it's crossed with, I don't want to get too far, but blueberry's crossed with Black Domina. Now, Black Domina, Black Domina was one of the first buds I picked up. I went in California when they first opened up bud shops. I had not really done it. So I went into this first bud shop and there was really no rules. It was Wild West. And they just had some makeshift old desk sitting there. I walked in, I gave them my paper and they said, "Oh, you're here. You can get that." And then I went to a door which had a half door. It was like an old storehouse. He just opened the top of the half door and he put a jar of bud there. And he's like, "How much did you want?" I was like, "Let me go ahead and get an eighth." And he just weighed it out and then he gave it to me. And then they shut the door. It was cheesy. He's like, "Get out, man."
But anyway, sorry, finish. Well, they're legal now, aren't they?
Well, no, it was even back then it was, but there was just no, when I first had my bud shop, because I used to have a cannabis store to where I was a one man show. I would show up. You would order for me. I'd show up. I'd drop it. I'd do all that stuff. I had a one man show for many, many years.
Fantastic.
And the thing was, when I first started, there was no rules like that. I didn't even have to have labels when I first started. Now all that stuff is different. It's all labeled. It's all packaged. Because with anything, Rick, with anything across any industry, is the way you build a job base is you build, regulation.
Yeah.
Now you build that's got to be packaged this way. It's got to have this labeling. It's got to have that. Well, now you're going to have people who start to print labels. You're going to have those that manufacture the packaging because these places aren't going to do it. I bought my packaging actually from a drop ship company out of China. I bought the little, jars for the grams of wax.
Glass yeah. jars.
The little glass jars, because I buy them by 1,000 or 2,000. You know, you have to buy them by quite a bit.
And then, how did you end up, just quickly, how did you make that decision to use that company? Because I do believe the Chinese, it's very difficult to do business with the Chinese. They like to do things, bring things, lots of haggling and,
It's less than 5 minutes on the phone.
Good.
And then can you send me a PDF of or can you send me a GIF of the image you want on the jar? Yes. Click. I've got it. Hey. That sounds good. Okay. Click. Bye. It's that easy. As soon as the payment goes through, it's good.
That's it.
Yeah.
And
so you
delivered pretty fast, I believe.
Oh, very fast. And it came fast. And guess what? The products were always, they were always good. There was high quality. Here's the thing. You can buy poor quality, but you can also buy high quality. It's what you're willing. So check this out. And this is very interesting. So the Black Domina is a mix of Northern Lights, hash plant, Afghani, which we talked about last week. And then check this one out. Ortega. Remember that the Annette Carrion hoax? That she was on the Ortega Highway? The Ortega Highway? And with that hoax, because that hoax was brought up earlier today. I just jumped into my head. So then, with this bud, so you're looking at, you have quite a bit, and you're just taking people's word for all this on what is and what not. When I smelled it today, I was thinking to myself, now, what does it smell like to you? I say, yeah, it smells like, it looks like Black Domina. It's very dark bud. It also has that kind of candy sweet of the blueberry, which is that crowd favorite. I said, so yeah, I would say that they named this properly.
Yeah. I love the names of these things. I mean, they really are doing the selling product by using like coffee. Sorry, I'm going to squeak and do it. Coffees and wine. Now pot is the notes. Well, what notes has it got?
Well, you have cannabis, yeah. Well, with cannabis, you have all these different buds. So you're going to have, if you have a purple kush, let's say, and if you're going to sit, because I don't drink wine anymore, but if I was going to match for you and it was going to be red, you were drinking a red wine, I'd give you a nice, I'd give you a granddaddy perp. And then I would give you, I would give you with your white wine or even a rosé, I would give you something more like a green crack, something that has a little bit more of a golden hairs in it, because it will kind of, it'll bling off the lighter color of the champagne.
Because the sour grape and the grape and, you know.
You're talking Isaiah 18, one of my favorites.
I am. Yeah. And you quoted it last week. Very interesting. That was quite an eye-opener. The quite blatant what they were discussing back in that to Isaiah 18.
Remember it's verse 5. So it's the idea of senses. So a four. Remember, like a four, the door. At the door of harvest, when the bud is perfect. Now you know the bud's the flower, and the sour grape is ripening in the flower. When you smell Granddaddy Purple, you can smell that grape. And you can tell when it's ready, because when you're smelling it on the vine, it needs to smell like the flower. If it still smells wet or planty in a way, you still need to let it go, because there's still too much in the stem. And then, so then check this out. He shall both cut off with sprigs with pruning hooks and take away and cut down the branches. So we talked about that, because that's right. Right after he says, I will take my rest, I will consider in my dwelling place like a clear heat upon herb, toques, and like a cloud of dew in the heat of harvest.
so much. You can put that on one, any of your blends, blends, and have that quote on there. And people go, that's not in the Bible. And I go, yes, it is. Oh, yes, it is.
I was at HempCon one time in San Jose, and it was at the Cow Palace. Well, it's kind of not in San Jose. It's a little bit between San Jose and San Francisco. It's at the Cow Palace. And they had some street preachers outside ranting and raving against cannabis. And then, they were ranting and raving about cannabis. And then what happened was, I went up to him and I said, could I read from your Bible? And he said, no. And I said, then I turned to the crowd, which was a bunch of stoners. And I said, and the earth brought forth grass and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit whose seed was in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And they... they like that. And then I finished. I said, then you should probably take a time to continue, because it's also in three other places in Genesis, because I quoted Genesis at the time. And I said, now go to verse 29. And I said, and God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. That, you know what all that is. That's fruits that have within themselves, just like bud does. To you, it shall be for meat. M-E-A-T. Meat. Now then, somebody stands, I say, then you, I say, yeah, I say, you be told, you do not stand between me and my meat. Unless you're
watch out, vegans. Watch out, vegans. Watch out, vegans.
It has nothing to do with that. It has nothing to do with that.
I know.
There's also scripture that says, if the weak want to eat vegetables, let them, you know, leave them alone. Let them eat.
Fine. It's no problem.
It also tells you, let no man judge you in your eat or drink. So it's, as soon as you let someone judge you in that, they're going to find all kinds of fault. Just tell them to bounce.
Go away. Yeah. Walk away.
Unless you're going to sit down and join in and relax and enjoy and consume, otherwise bounce.
Hop away.
Yeah. Don't bring contention to the table where you're consuming freely. Why would someone do that? I think we covered it. I am giving the maple leaf indica kush 100.
Just the sound of it makes me want to have some.
Yeah,
maple 100. Leaf indica kush. 100. What's your rating? Star rating? Seven stars out of seven? 100 stars. That's, well, there you go. That's
it's a, all that's 100. Of- 100 is perfect. I have yet to really. The only time that bud can disappoint is the grower, meaning that the grower maybe didn't flush it. Do you have a minute to talk about flushing?
Yeah, and, man, go for it. We'll do 5 more minutes, and then because I've got a few things to do, and you're pretty sure you'd be close to going to bed, wouldn't you?
Right, pretty soon, yeah. So yeah. Flushing is at the end of your growth cycle, when you're at the end of flower and you're starting mm-hmm. to see that the trichomes are starting to turn amber, mm-hmm. just like the color of honey. So you're looking at that and you're seeing it turn amber. When you're looking, you want to get about 40 to 45-50% of if you put your magnifying glass on a section of the bud within that field of view without moving, you want as much or close to half of that amber as possible. And then also the trichomes bending over at the waist, basically giving you the little 90-degree bend over. That means that they're ready to roll. That's when you can go ahead and cut them down. Now, before that, so before you get to that point, about you kind of have to judge this. 2 weeks before that, you want to flush those plants. So if you're growing in soil, you want to just put through straight water. Rinse those roots. And the reason being is because you don't want the final finished hydration in the leaf to have any type of aftertaste. Because if you're using bud candy, if you're using any type of finisher, any type of special blend of so-called fertilizer, if you don't flush properly, it can taste like dirt. It can literally, you can have like a little dirty aftertaste on your smoke. And so then I can tell if someone hasn't. Also, if someone uses aerial misting products and they don't flush their plants, sometimes you can tell because you'll see little sparks in your when you light a bowl and you're
oh, well. So is that a sign?
And it's not a seed. Not a seed because those will actually pop. And most of here's the thing. Here in the States, at least in legal states, you're not going to find seeds, but on the rare occasion, they're just not there. Everything is groomed to, when you get a bag, they're groomed little puppies ready for the dog show. They're ready. they're like all groomed up and ready to roll. So you're not going to be getting any seeds, not on, and if you do, they would be on some low end. It's like, and they're going to let you know, hey, this got seeded. And here's the thing. I think if I ever needed seeds, I'd pick up some seedy bud and then just go ahead and just pick the seeds out because not everyone's going to be viable. And then, but the few that you do get, that's good stuff. That's a plant. So that's, if you do it right, that's a few ounces for nothing really. So it's not
fantastic,
bad. Especially if you're growing just as an enjoyment, because there's always a cost to everything.
However, I reckon you should have a TV show, Dave, certainly a regular these days. We have to not mention certain subjects, but just on this particular subject alone, there are these people out there would love to sit there and listen to this kind of conversation because it's really interesting. It's cultivation and appreciation of the many, many, many brains now that you've got floating around various parties and smoke's floating around, and to be able to explain how the best ways to get all this stuff. I'm telling you, it's very interesting. People would want to watch it, and I'm telling you now. I'm giving you the suggestion that you should be doing something on the mainstream, because it's now part of our culture. I speak to my clients, that are now using CBDs and flowers, and what we talked about last week. They're interested in this stuff because they're taking it to help them sleep, and it's now part of the medical system over here.
Right.
So you're talking the organic, natural way of doing it, though, not the mass-produced. Crap that's out there for sure. Anyway.
Like I said, that was a lifetime ago. I don't mind talking about it for
sure. Oh man, it's not
many lifetimes ago.
It's very relevant. It may be your lifetime to go, but it's very relevant now to a lot of people.
Oh yeah.
We are told.
Sure. Well, no, I just guarantee, We're talking stuff. Very good stuff, man.
Yeah. All right. I think we'll wind it up now on the Sunday. The date today. I didn't mention it. We'll say the date because people in the future might like to know what day we were talking.
Oh, here's.
And we're talking on Sunday the 22nd. So 22.
What?
22. Is it the 22nd today? Yeah.
I thought it was 22nd. The 15th.
Well, the 15th would have been. It is the 15th. Oh my God! So I'm just looking at my calendar the wrong way, and I'm sober. Can you believe it? But I'm a bit tired. I'm hopeless with dates and times, Dave.
You're just looking forward to next week already.
I am. Yeah, number eight. Episode 7.
The details. The devil's in the details.
Fantastic. All right, man.
Remember, 88 equals 16. 7. So it's
piano
the idea
keys,
of 88,
piano keys.
Heil Hitler, the idea of, remember how they always, these white supremacists do the Heil Hitler, the HH, is also that sign, the Roman salute, the so-called Nazi salute, the so-called early American flag salute, is at 43.
Yeah, stopping you being blinded by the light, you know, when you're holding your hand up in the air like that?
Yeah, and it's also an angle. So when you see them doing that, you can just walk up to them and say, hey, that's a cute, and then just walk away. Let them figure it out.
Oh, look, it seems to be leeching back out again, I do believe.
Cute angle.
Anyway,
I say the acute angle is the idea also going back to 45 or 9, which gets us to 2 weeks.
2 weeks. 2 weeks time. Fantastic. All right. And anyway, so today's episode will be 7 Stars. It'll be titled 7 Stars from the great Peter Green, the late great Peter Green from 1981, 82. Beautiful song, and it's straight out of the Bible. It's basically Revelations, one of the Revelations. And Dave, thank you so much for another fantastic show. As you say, they keep getting better. They all are each little package that you've got in episode 1 so far up to episode 6 today.
Oh, 6, yeah.
Each episode in itself is individual. Each one is an individual. A numeric number and lots of information.
Yeah, we're stacking it. Where it's like this is like if you're pulling up a slinky straight from the ground up, this is before it gets pushed over in any direction to start its motion. We're just building it up to the 9, and then guess what happens at the 9? It gets either pushed over and it becomes 9-1-1, or it goes away as being 0, left alone. So that's the choice. Does it become the falling tower? Or does it just dissipate, as meaning you're not going to even waste your time?
Well, so we want people to waste this one.
Out the door, and then we'll head to the green room just for a minute.
Yeah, for sure, man. Look, anyway, so Dave J, another fantastic lesson. Here endeth the lesson on episode 6 on the number 7. The number 7. And I'll sign off. This is Rick from the future. On the 15th, and Dave's probably just creeping into the 15th.
I'm on
now,
the 15th.
And,
creeping in, yeah.
You're on the 15th. Yeah, excellent, man. All right, we'll speak. We'll go and if you remove that bot, the recording
I'll
bot.
I'll see you in a minute.
7 Stars.